Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right. Any reasoning?
Have you seen it?
Welcome to Behind the Sins, presented by CinemaSins.
Welcome to Behind the Sins, a look at what's going on inside the world of CinemaSins. I'm Aaron Dicer, and this week I'm joined by fellow Baffle Gabbers, Jeremy Scott.
Hi.
Jonathan Watkins.
Hello, hello.
Daniel Cardoso.
Hello, everyone.
Ian Whittington.
Hello.
And Danae Hughes.
Hi.
We write for CinemaSins and TV Sins and do various other things inside the CinemaSins universe as well. The day has arrived. The moment is upon us.
Fucking-ly. Let's go.
The moment literally single digits of you have been waiting for.
That's right. That's right. Dozens of you have been waiting in anticipation for this day. We will pick.
This is kind of a cool experiment, though.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun.
And if it goes really sideways, we are blaming Daniel, right?
I think that's always been the plan.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah. I mean, technically it was your great thought, but then Aaron blew it up. So I guess it really is Aaron's fault for taking your great idea and making it into it.
Yeah, if it goes wrong, it's because it wasn't true to Daniel's original
concept.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. Right. I think that's fair enough.
Blame Aaron. Colonialization.
Yes. Wait, how did this become my fault?
It's always England's fault. Always. We're at the Sin 16, if you will, and we are going down to the champion most sinful movie that we sinned in the year 2022. We have narrowed 107 movies down to 16, and we're going to go all the way to the end today. Here's how it's going to work. We are, there are six of us.
We're chained together. Hanging over a lava pit.
There's a single detonator. There are six of us. Each of us will get a vote in each matchup. The voting will start with the writers. So if you wrote on one of the scripts, I will come to you first. Then the non-writers will get in their votes. If there is a tie, then
that's
the
when
writers
the pudding comes into play.
Any writers on either of the scripts will then have further discussion and each vote again. If there is still a tie, we don't know what's going to happen. So we shall see if that happens.
And if at any point we run below 30 miles per hour, we all blow up.
Something like that. We do appreciate your continued votes at challenge.com/2022sin battle. That's been a lot of fun to see what you guys are choosing. The fact of the matter is this late, the votes from you don't correspond to the matches that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we don't have access to what you would vote for today. But thank you for doing that. If you want to check out the whole bracket, it is there with all the actual vote totals in there as well. So you can see how something defeated something else by how many votes, all that kind of thing. So you can check that out there. If you guys are ready, we're just going to get into it.
This may
fly because we'll go straight to the voting. Now, when it's your turn to vote, you can vote however you want and maybe discuss a little bit about why or not, totally up to you. And we'll go through these. Again, the goal is to pick the most sinful movie.
Battle stations!
Fight!
Time for the one-on-one.
Who will win this year's million-dollar game?
Egad, Brain! The final round!
Final round, Leslie!
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Yes.
Versus Bad Mom's Christmas.
Yes.
Jonathan, let's start with you since you wrote on Thor, Love, and Thunder. What's your vote?
Yeah, Thor, Love, and Thunder has a lot of sins, but even though I haven't seen it, Bad Mom's Christmas, I have nothing else to say.
Oh, I love you.
So yes, Bad Mom's Christmas is Jonathan's vote. Danae, you are up next.
Bad Mom, man, all the way.
All right. Any reasoning?
Have you seen it? I mean, you've heard me rant about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I really got into it during Sin Week. And then it took me about 4 days to calm down because it made me so angry again. So that's really just why I'm voting this
anger,
way.
Just
if,
pure
if it
rage.
Takes me days to like purify my body after watching something that mm-hmm. was written to try to encapsulate what motherhood is supposed to be so terribly. yeah, I'm voting for that all the way.
I wrote on both of these.
What are you going
to
do?
Every battle is going to be hard today. I think Bad Moms Christmas is bad for very specific, very big reasons. I think Thor Love and Thunder is a more sinful movie. I think Thor Love and Thunder has consistently, scene by scene, throughout the whole thing, is actually doing more wrong and being more sinful. And it's also got the element that it's a Marvel movie with big expectations. So yeah, I'm voting for Thor Love and Thunder as the more sinful movie.
Can I just remind you that in Bad Moms, that one of the mothers wanted to watch her daughter have sex with her husband. I don't know. I just wanted to remind you that exists in that.
I mean,
to be funny.
I mean, you know? Who among us, right? You know,
okay,
like...
okay, all right.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, all right. Fine. That's all I got.
Daniel, why don't you go next? What you thinking?
This is tough just because I don't know. I didn't see Bad Moms Christmas, and I feel like Marvel needs a reckoning, but I'm going with Bad Moms Christmas.
Bring it.
Bad Moms Christmas from Daniel. Before we get on to Ian and Jeremy's votes, I will say Thor Love and Thunder got here by taking out Batman The Long Halloween Part 1, Halloween Kills,
oof,
and Vampire's Kiss.
Oh, big movies.
Like, Thor Love and Thunder took out some choices. Bad Moms Christmas got here by taking out DC League of Super Pets, The Adam Project, and The Neverending Story. So that was their path here. Ian, you're up next.
Man, which turd would I want to step on less? Which one do I want to carry around with me for the day if I absolutely had to? Which one do I want to spend the time picking out of my heel? Oh, fiddlesticks. Man, is that how you're going to put Russell Crowe in the MCU? It's Thor Love and Thunder.
All right, Thor Love and Thunder, the more sinful movie. Jeremy, finish us off.
To my friend.
What's your vote?
I guess at least Thor Love and Thunder was trying something. Like, Bad Moms 2 is like an armpit wrote that script. It's like, do we have a script? Yes, let me get the lint and sweat out of my armpit. The lack of effort from ideation to completion in Bad Moms 2 makes Bad Moms 2 Christmas, whatever the fuck it's called, the worst, the more sinful of the two.
All right, there you go. After the armpit analogy, I want to change my vote. That's too good. All right, Bad Moms Christmas will move on as the 49th seed into the final eight. So we'll find out who Bad Moms Christmas will battle there. Here it comes, the 25 mm-hmm. seed versus the 24 seed, Eternals versus Moonfall. Ladies and gentlemen, Eternals versus Moonfall. Jonathan and Ian wrote on Moonfall. Chris and Ian wrote on Eternals. Ian, you wrote on both of these, so I'm going to give you the privilege of talking this out and voting first.
Thank you for giving me the two most sinful movies of last year that we sent.
You think the winner of this wins the whole thing?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
I think this could be the final matchup, and it's still Moonfall. It's not even close. Moonfall, Eternals just bores the snot out of me. Moonfall angers the fibers of my being with just how I will take 2 hours of fan service, which we sin a lot, and unnecessary marveling, rather than this offensively lazy, physics-defying bullshit.
All right. Very solid vote for Moonfall from Ian. Jonathan, you also wrote on Moonfall. What do you think?
I pretty much agree with Ian. Moonfall is like the speech that Adam Sandler gives in Billy Madison, where the guy says,
"Yes,
you've probably made everyone in here dumber."
Yep. May God have mercy on your soul.
I think they were predicting Moonfall. when they filmed that scene.
I award you no points.
Unless you've, I don't even know how to explain Moonfall. You haven't seen. I mean, it's just, it's insane how bad it is. And yeah, it's terrible. It's sinful. It's Moonfall.
All right, Jeremy.
That's the tagline now, too, I think.
Jeremy, before you vote, though, now that the writers have spoken, I'll give you the pathway for both of these movies. So Moonfall got here by beating Pig in a really close one. And Pig, Willow, and Wild Wild West, oof, which in the Discord, people thought Wild Wild West might win this thing.
Yeah, people are wrong.
Yeah. So Eternals got here by defeating Source Code, Dune 2021, and Street Fighter. So Eternals.
Yeah, Moonfall so bad it beat the movie with racist slavery jokes.
You're right. You're not wrong. All right, Jeremy, what are you thinking?
It's Moonfall versus what?
Eternals.
Moonfall. Yeah. All just, right. I mean, again, same argument. At least Eternals tried something. Moonfall, like, he's just going to make this movie until he's dead, Emmerich, just over and over and over. It's just the same movie over and over and over.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Eternals. I think it is the more sinful of the movie just for the fact that Moonfall, I think, is the movie it wants to be. And Eternals has no idea what it wants to be.
I'll fight you on that, Dicer. I will fight you on that. That's
podcast
nonsense.
Listeners, let me just give you a little visual of what just happened. Aaron finished his thought, and Ian puffed his chest as if about to actually go into a throwdown.
Ready to fight.
He was like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, I think there's something when I look at Eternals that I'm like... It's just Moonfall. I can watch and just go, this is really dumb. Everything about this is really, really dumb. I watch Eternals and I just go, how is this bad? Like, how did you make this choice? Why did you do, like, how is this a Chloe Zhao movie? Like, like, I don't understand how the pieces even come together to put what's on the screen. And they're just, add to that that it is also full of dumb choice after dumb choice after dumb choice. And yeah, I just, Eternals to me, I think, has a broader gamut of failure than Moonfall does. So that is my vote. Daniel, what about you?
I'm voting for Moonfall because it did exactly what it wanted to.
Totally fair.
Holding that against it. I have a couple
completely
questions.
Fair.
I have a question related to this movie as well.
Oh my God.
Did somebody make the joke? Because I feel like I either remember this or like I had a dream about it where like. It's just like Nicolas Cage from like Face Off, but he's instead of Face Off, he's just gonna say, "I'm gonna make the moon fall."
Yeah, like
we didn't make that joke, so I think you dreamt it.
No, because yeah. I think that having that line in that movie would have made it
goodness.
Better.
And it's such a Nick Cage
could have done that.
Nick Cage would make this movie better. Actually, I want to make the moon fall.
I don't know. Was it Nick Cage in that Left Behind movie? I don't know that he made that movie better.
Yeah.
The Left Behind movie?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You don't need to.
Good. No, you don't. Danae, finish this off.
I haven't seen either of these, but I think I saw part of the Eternals, and I just got really annoyed by it because it's doing the same thing that everybody seems to have done, but not learning from how people did it better. So I'm going to say Eternals.
All right. Moonfall will move on to the next round, and it will face... Bad Mom's Christmas. We will get there. All right. So next battle, Jeepers Creepers versus 51st Dates, 13 seed versus the 29 seed in this battle. Jeepers
How
Creepers.
51st Dates fucking, oh, you're going to tell us. You're going to tell
I
us.
I will after the writers give their votes. So I wrote on both of these as well. I think like Ian, you and I, like, wrote on all the worst movies, apparently.
We did.
Like,
yes.
We're, like, all over these.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about us.
Flies on shit. I think it says flies
yes,
on shit.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. So I wrote on both of these, so I'm going to go ahead and go first. I think Jeepers Creepers is the more sinful movie. I think 51st Dates is... as ugly as some of it is, I think there is a little bit of charm to it as well. I find more to like in that movie, even though the concept is absolutely bonkers and not handled in any realistic way. But Jeepers Creepers, just I just cannot get over the decisions that the characters make in that movie. Yeah, I cannot get past them. So I'm going to go with Jeepers Creepers as the more sinful movie in that one. Ian, why don't you go next?
Oh, man.
Okay, Danae, why don't you go next?
Yeah, I haven't seen Jeepers Creepers, so it's a little weighted for me, and I have seen 50 First Dates, but I agree with you. There's a whimsy to it. I'm going to enjoy Drew Barrymore. I just think she's charming. The concept of it is, like you said, questionable. But I can almost like forgive parts of it because technically, even though he's comes off in a lot of ways super creepy, her family is also involved and they get to know the boyfriend figure too. So it's not like this woman has no protection from this predator that's just constantly being like, you want to bone me, you just don't know it yet. You know, like the whole pregnancy thing at the end, how it ends is the really lazy bow on the end. But I think that the movie is charming. I'm going to go Jeepers Creepers just because I don't know how it would, I don't know. Even though I haven't seen it, I think I'm going to lean Jeepers Creepers on this.
Okay,
one.
Ian.
Yeah.
It's been forever since I've seen 50 First Dates. Does she ever try staying up all night to beat it?
Oh, yeah.
Like
Groundhog Day? Yeah, like Groundhog
yeah.
Day.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that there's
no,
that
the
scene.
The movie doesn't show us her attempting to...
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think she does maybe stay up late and then just fall asleep after they've been talking. Right. Like, just from regular exhaustion of hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is a late night scene. I think
there's a late night scene. Yeah. And then she, yeah, because they have a really good night.
Yeah.
He's hanging out. And then she wakes up in the morning and they had like a really super great night. And then she freaks out and attacks him because
yeah. mm-hmm. there's a guy with her.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, I didn't remember that scene. So I'm glad I didn't forget it. I think what it comes down to is 50 First Dates is a good version of, not a good version. It is a okay version of the movie it's trying to be and of that type of. If that's what you're going to the mm-hmm. movies to see, cool. Jeepers yeah. Creepers is a...
Like Moonfall.
Jeepers Creepers is a bad horror movie for me. It's not even doing horror stuff well. So yeah, it's Jeepers Creepers.
All right. Before we get to everybody else's votes, Jeepers Creepers took out Dave, Top Gun, and The Princess Diaries to get here. And 50 First Dates took out Dog... and Madagascar Escape to Africa to get here. So so there you go.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with Daniel. Let's go with you next.
I'm going with the Jeepers Creepers. For pretty much the same reasons that Ian kind of just laid out. Just seems to make sense. And yeah, it took out Top Gun, which is, we all know how I feel about that.
It's a moral victory.
I'm rooting for it to go all the way.
Fan favorite.
If you took down my number one, then I gotta have I gotta give you a little bit of props. Yep.
Jeremy, why don't you go next?
You know, I don't want to give any credit to Adam Sandler, especially that lazy ass piece of shit movie, but what I can't get past and shouldn't be considering in this conversation is that the director of Jeepers Creepers is a pedophile, convicted, not up for debate, and it makes it hard for me to go back to that movie for any reason now that I know that. So I probably would have voted Jeepers Creepers anyway, but that just puts me over the top. Sorry to bring...
No, that's the contest discussion. Is over. We will announce Jeepers Creepers. No other choice now. Nothing else we can do here. But yeah. What about you, Jonathan?
Other than pedophile comment, you guys are fucking insane. 50 States is one of the shittiest, most insulting movies I have ever seen. The movie is disgusting. All the way through. You guys are crazy, and I guess Aaron knows what to do in the case of a mythical creature chasing you. So I guess that's why he knows they've done.
Yes, I do. Run away,
not back,
not go no, back, don't not go try back. To beat it.
Yeah, you're right. Going back, thinking you can maybe save someone's life, it's a terrible decision, according to Aaron. So I hope you're never dying.
No, yeah, that person died already. He's dead. He's been punched in the face.
They don't know that though, and they think there might be other people there. Don't know. I don't even like Jeepers Creepers that much, but it is so less sinful, with the exception of the director. It is so less sensible than 50 First Dates. I'm still picking 50 First Dates, even though it's not going through. That is insane. 50 First Dates could have won the whole fucking thing.
There you go.
That is a disgusting movie. I thought at least Danae would be on my side. How much worse the movie is. talk about treating a female character like absolute garbage for an hour and a half. Go watch 50 First Dates. So much fun.
Mm-hmm. Opinions, we got them. Mm-hmm. All right, let's
change
move
my
on.
Answer. Okay,
yeah, unbelievable.
Well, that about that. As well.
Though that is a very good point, and I hate having to follow that. So I want to make it clear: Victor Salva is a piece of shit, and I can't believe they still let him make movies. But go ahead.
On to the next battle. This is Grease versus Ghostbusters Afterlife. Grease versus Ghostbusters Afterlife. Danae and I writing on Grease. Jonathan, you and Chris writing on Ghostbusters. Let's go to you first, Jonathan. How are you making your mind up on this one?
This is a really weird matchup.
Mm-hmm. They are all really weird.
Yeah, this one, I don't know why this one seems so strange to me. I'm trying to like wrap head around what to say. I mean, Ghostbusters Afterlife is like, we talked about this, I think it was last week, when we talked about like how it's weird. Ghostbusters Afterlife becomes super sinful once it kind of becomes more of a Ghostbuster movie, or at least comes more of a fan service situation there at the end, bringing the crew back and just telling terrible jokes. I mean, I don't even know what Bill Murray's doing at the end of that movie. I mean, I feel like he's drinking. He was, you know, downing a bunch of Merlot before he started talking. I have no idea. He's like talking about going out with Gozer and that and all that stuff. So that's bad stuff. What's the other Grease? Grease obviously has not aged great. And I think the only thing about Grease that aged well, other than the people looking too old to be in high school, is the music, with the exception of that one song and that one lyric, of course. I got to go Grease.
All right.
I don't think either one of these have a chance to win, so I don't think it matters.
Grease for Jonathan. Today, why don't you go next?
There's a lot about Grease that I find frustrating. We talk a lot about like how storytelling changes over time, and this movie to me seemed like it's just a musical that they just put some shit together in the in-between spaces. And I think we're supposed to get like this glimpse of like what high school was like when you in the 50s or something, the 60s. I don't even know when it's supposed to be. I'm paying attention. And even that, I think, is inaccurate to a lot of degree. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable when a song gets in your head and then you start to listen to the lyrics and you're like, fuck, well, now this is a great song that has horrible lyrics and is really shitty. I mean, I'm going to go Grease just because I don't know. It wasn't fun for me to watch on basically any level. Even the scenes of Sandra trying to join the school, it was very superficial. It's just like, okay, now you're all going to go sit and have lunch. Okay, now you're going to go inside. And the design of like even how they're communicating together was really superficial. And so you end up filling in the blanks with this love story that you want to make, which can be kind of fun sometimes because you get to make it yourself. But then whenever you really start to read the lyrics and understand it, it's just a creepy movie about a guy that really wants to get a girl and a girl that really wants to disappear to get a guy and fit in with people. And it's not even about finding your identity. It's about losing it entirely, which really freaks me out. So I'm going Grease.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with Grease as well. I mean, they fly away in a car at the end. What are we doing here? Like, what's going on? That to me is the icing on the cake.
Is this Herbie the Love Bug? No.
No. Why are we doing this? Before we get everybody else's votes, their path to here, we'll start with Grease. Grease beat Pinocchio, 1940, and Minions, The Rise of Gru, to get here. Ghostbusters Afterlife beat Shark Tale, and then Old last round to get here. So so those are their paths. Ian, why don't you go next?
It's Grease.
All right.
So it's Jeepers Creepers versus Grease.
We'll get there. Let's see. Amazing. I think we need Daniel's vote.
I'm going with Ghostbusters after.
All right. And Jeremy.
Fuck Grease.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Daniel, I'm curious. Do you want to talk about like why you want to be wrong on this one?
Well, I feel like Grease is like the movie that it wanted to be.
Fair. Totally fair. Absolutely fair. And you know what's great is you're not wrong. This is exactly the movie Grease wanted to be. There are interviews with them being like, yeah, we wanted like horny kids from the 50s. Like, that's what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there you go. Good call. Good call. All right. Moving on to the next battle. The Lost City versus Don't Breathe 2.
Sandra versus Sandra. Wait, Don't Breathe isn't, that's not the right one.
No, you must be thinking of something else. Sandra Bullock is not in Don't Breathe 2.
What's the one where she had to cover her eyes?
Bird Box, yeah.
Bird Box, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, sequel to that coming out, yeah. all right, Jeremy and Danae writing on Lost City, Chris and Ian writing on Don't Breathe 2. Danae, why don't you kick us off with some thoughts and your votes?
I don't know what Don't Breathe 2 is about, since this is a genre I think I skip.
You.
Okay. I know it's a horror film, but I don't know, you know, much about it. And I think like when you get into the twos and you're going back in franchise dipping, I kind of feel like I lean towards like making that the worst one, especially if they're not doing their own franchise very well. So I'm curious to hear everybody's thoughts on that. But The Lost City is basically like an adult Goonies, you know, love story in the jungle. And none of it really, you know, makes much sense for like modernness. And I think like movie making must kind of suck a little bit. Like sometimes you just want to do a stupid, weird love story, archaeological Goonies adventure in the woods. But when you pair it with that, you have technology, and you have like police, and you have, there's things that you should be able to do to kind of help protect yourself or whatever. Like things fall apart. This movie kind of goes at it in a fun way. I'm probably going to go Don't Breathe 2 because I had fun watching The Lost City, even though it is sinful. And once again, I want to remind everybody that one of the reasons that it had a massive amount of sins was because of Jeremy's view of sinkholes. Jeremy?
Don't Breathe, the original, sees its villain at the end try to artificially inseminate a woman with a turkey baster full of semen.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And then the sequel...
Not his first attempt.
Makes him the main character, and I think goes back in time. No?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So just it makes him the protagonist. And I cannot abide that at all. So it's Don't Breathe 2. That
sounds
first
right.
Movie disgusted me. And when they announced a sequel, and then they announced who it was starring, I didn't know. I'm not going to watch it. I don't need to.
Ian, your vote.
Yeah, here's why everyone is right about that. It is. I mentioned this last week. It's pretty abhorrent. When they mentioned the sequel, I was like, oh, it's a prequel so that we can get some context for this hideous person. But no, it's after the fact, but he's really sorry. And there's no two ways about it. We are supposed to be rooting for this character in this movie. You can say he's a problematic hero or whatever you want. We are not supposed to be rooting for the man with the turkey baster and the woman that is tied to a mattress in his basement that he's trying to make a baby with. It is hideous. And yes, we're talking about sinful as well. The bad guys, the actual other villains in this movie, are stupid as well, because guess what, Danae? They want to kidnap a little girl to steal her organs to give to her mum because she needs a new heart. But for some reason, they need the little girl to consent to it. No, they don't. You've already kidnapped her. So they do this like kind of merry-go-round thing of Stockholm syndroming her into wanting to be there. They let her go, and then her mum starts singing this song that reminds her of her youth. She does a 180 and comes back, and then they sedate her and try to remove her heart. Just sedate her and remove her heart. You do need her consent, but you don't need her consent.
Because you're bad guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad guys.
Right. Wow. So, what a questionable approach to story writing.
Don't Breathe 2.
I will also vote for Don't Breathe 2.
Is this one going to take them all? Like, that sounds like a pretty
fucking bad. Might be our first unanimous vote. I will also say it is the biggest underdog still left in the tournament in this round. It is a 79 seed, and probably the biggest example of why the sin count isn't necessarily related to how sinful a movie is. Only had 121 sins and is the 79th seed. Yeah,
only 80 minutes. That's part of it.
Yeah, it's sure. Really,
yeah,
short.
Absolutely.
What blew my mind is that they keep planting this seed of like organ transplant donor stealer people, but they They aren't the bad guys. It's a separate group of bad guys that are also stealing organs. But not the ones that we're being told about.
I just want to let you guys know, I sometimes do like a quick Google search just to sort of see what's going on. And I said, I don't breathe too. And then I scroll down to see what the Google reviews are and just I'm curious or whatever. But you know how Google will tell you like the top search stuff in case that's helpful for you? Uh-huh. So one of the top search questions for this movie is Don't Breathe 2 a family movie? And I just thought you would want to know that. That just based on our conversation, I'm going to say a hard no.
It is not.
Like what? And then it goes on, parents need to know that Don't Breathe 2. I'm like, whoa, Jesus.
Jonathan, what about you?
We'll say, I agree with you, Jeremy, on the first Don't Breathe, by the way. Don't Breathe 2 is actually a better movie than the first Don't Breathe. I said this, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. If this had actually had a different characters, like if it wasn't a Don't Breathe sequel, I think this would be kind of a fun, gritty, like action thriller. But it's real hard to get past. Even though, like, the idea that movies can't have anti-heroes as the protagonists is not true. There are plenty of movies that work. It's just a really hard thing to do. Payback with Mel Gibson is a great example of a movie where you got a guy in the lead that you can't fucking stand, but it absolutely works. So Lost City was fun. I'm surprised Lost City is still here. So I'm going 51st Dates.
Fair.
Don't Breathe 2 is what I'm doing.
I did forget to mention Lost City, by way of its massive cinemount, got a bye and then went up against Top Gun Maverick in the second round. It has not had to face anybody until the last round when it faced the Black Phone and ended up beating the Black Phone, which I think is an upset. But so that's who it faced. Don't Breathe 2.
I think it beating Top Gun Maverick's kind of an upset. I'm kidding.
You are wrong.
It's possible.
But we're not talking about better movie. We're talking about more sins. Top Gun Maverick's like 3.5 hours. And Lost City is like just generic, like harmless. I don't know. I'm just saying. We're not talking about Wally. We're talking about sins. Those are two different things.
Head back to episode 4 of this season for that full conversation.
Or join us for the next season of BTS where we do this all over again, but different.
Yeah, we're just going to do 2022 every year. Just over and over again.
By the way, I'm not pulling a Daniel. I'm just saying, sin-wise, I would definitely have picked it over Lost City.
Lost City. Oh, no, I was talking about Don't Breathe 2 beat True Lies, The Forever Purge, and Peter Rabbit 2 The Runaway to be here. So congratulations on that.
See, that's a Forever Purge. Those are like parallel. Like those are like the same fucking issues.
Yeah. Daniel, don't mean to assume that you would make it unanimous. What is your vote on this one?
It was going to be Don't Breathe 2.
Moving on to the next one, The Bad Guys versus Punisher Warzone. Daniel, you and I wrote on both of these together, so I'm going to let you kick us off. Which one of these are you voting for, and why?
I'm going with Punisher Warzone. I think it has to be. It's so difficult because, I mean, Bad Guys is such a, it's just one big heist trope. Like, it's the whole thing. And it does have, like, its own, like, internal logic problems based on that. I kind of would just hate to vote for Bad Guys over Punisher Warzone. I'm going with Punisher Warzone because I think that they're both like as much as Bad Guys is a tropey heist movie, Punisher Warzone is a tropey action movie, and I think that Punisher Warzone doesn't work as well, doesn't do as good a job of being that. So
all right, so Daniel votes for Punisher Warzone as the most sinful movie. I will vote next and just say, look, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times, animals can't talk. So I don't understand how this is even a contest at this point. No, I'm voting Punisher Warzone as well. I think that is, as much as I have railed against The Bad Guys being a super sinful movie, which I believe it is, Punisher Warzone is more sinful in my opinion. Ian, what about you?
You convinced me so much last week with your arguments about Punisher Warzone that I'm voting Punisher Warzone.
Nice.
Purely on your argument.
Well, freak. Thank you, I think. Before we continue on with the other votes, just to let you know who they beat, The Bad Guys took out The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Dora in the Lost City of Gold, and Lightyear to get here. So that was The Bad Guys' journey. Punisher Warzone took out Candyman 2021, The Wedding Singer, and Fantastic Beasts.
Good golly, did it?
Wow.
Yeah, what a run. Yeah, you were here for that.
Wait, I was there for Fantastic... Oh, no, I did vote Fantastic Beasts.
Yes.
No, I did, you, I emphatically. You did.
No,
you're
I voted
bullshit. Wedding. Fantastic Beasts could have won this.
So Punisher Warzone will get Ian's vote. What about you, Jonathan?
I mean, if I was going to have to watch one of these again, I'd probably Punisher, but I don't really like either one of them that much. And we're also, this isn't the most watchability contest, Ian. Mm-hmm. It's the most sinful.
I agree, and I stand by
my
points.
So I'll do 51st War Zones.
All right. Jeremy.
Flip. Punisher War Zone.
I got in trouble for doing that.
No, you did not get in trouble. The only person who put you in trouble for that was you. That's nobody
Aaron's
else.
Like, God,
no, I did as well.
Halloween Kills should have won it all.
That is true. That is true. It is sad that Halloween Kills went down because of a coin flip. But
also that 51st Dates went down. I just want to throw that back out there.
It did. Yeah.
Danae,
disappointed
what's your
in
vote?
All five of you, except for Jeremy, who had actually a good reason.
You know, I haven't seen Punisher Warzone, and I did watch a little bit of the animated movie, the Bad Guys. And I remember you guys talking about how at the end of the Bad Guys movie, the reveal that one of the characters, I think it was Snake, was in it all along, just completely undoes the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So as bad as the Punisher may be, I think I get really pissed off when that happens. I'm going to go with the Bad Guys just
all
because
right.
you have plenty of time to think about stuff like that before you go into production.
Can I say real quick, when I watch Punisher Warzone, the first thing that always pops in my head is, God, I think Danae would love this.
Punisher Warzone? Hell yeah. All the gore and yeah. There is something like when I was looking at the reviews for the Punisher Warzone, there was this like common thing about like the low budget aspect and maybe how some of the violence and the gore seemed out of place, like because they were just doing something. And I don't know. Sometimes low budget movies are fun. You have to kind of like keep them in their little universe of the war, like the low budget area.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why it's sinful based on what you guys are talking about. But that's fine because there's other episodes that cover that I did not listen to. So,
and if you don't like, if you don't like sudden villain turns, there are people that have been villains the whole time. Wait till you see next year's winner of this contest, Fast X.
Tune in next year.
That has the most ridiculous. They've been a villain the whole time. Moment I have ever
time,
seen
guys.
In my life.
Yes, and with Bad Guys, it is they've been a non-villain the whole time. But yeah, those turns are always wild for me. All right, I think that is everybody's vote. Punisher Warzone will move on. All right, we're on to the number 3 seed versus the number 51 seed. Paul Blart Mall Cop versus Uncharted will be the battle here. Let's see. Jeremy and Ian wrote on Uncharted. Ian, you and I wrote on Paul Blart. So you wrote on both of them. So why don't you kick us off with some thoughts and vote?
I thought whatever Paul Blart went up against would be difficult until it went up against Uncharted. This is the easiest decision I've had to make, and I passionately, vehemently dislike Paul Blart, everything it stands for and everything it does, has done, and will do in the future, and everybody who has to watch it by choice or otherwise. But Uncharted is a cataclysmic clusterfuck of shit.
So your vote is
51st Dates.
All right, got it. Jeremy, what do you think?
Oh man.
I mean, it's Uncharted. There's no question. That movie is enragingly bad, and it has so much budget to have actually been something, and such a built-in fan base ready for a movie like the games, which you did not. He gave us a sequence from the games coming out of the airplane, landing on all the packages. Like, no, I mean, it's uncharted all the way to the top, baby.
He's just not Nathan Drake, and I hate being the person that says that because I hate that. Oh, it's not my Doctor Who, it's not my Captain Kirk, whatever. That is not Nathan Drake. Sorry.
They clearly wanted to build a franchise, and they went younger to try and catch on to Tom Holland's star. And in the process, they made their movie off.
But I think Tom Holland will look like that until he's 50. I think he will always look young.
He might.
He'll always be a boring actor.
I mean, the comparison people make is Michael J. Fox, right? Like, and he looked young for a long, long time. I think he still looks young, even, you know? So, yeah.
Michael J. Fox would have been better in Uncharted.
That's not wrong.
I was not expecting the love from you guys for Paul Blart. That's
Listen,
that was his favorite movie.
There is a reason that Kevin James keeps making movies like this because there is an audience for them. This is the 80 for Brady of people who love dumbass comedies. Are you in the same room?
Yes, I'm in the same room. Like Jeremy, I will hit him.
Paul Blart is fine. Paul Blart is fine, especially when you put it up against half the movies in this. There's nothing wrong with Paul Blart. It's dumb, stupid, slowbrow. It's fine.
I will take a little bit of issue with there is nothing wrong with Paul Blart, but I do. I understand what you're saying. It is a lot closer for me than it was for you guys. It is hard for me. I remember watching Paul Blart and going, wait a second. You completely ripped off Die Hard with no shame, right? And did it in such a way that completely misunderstands what's good about Die Hard. Like, and there's so much look at the fat guy fall down. And that just, I don't know, it gets really, really annoying. Having said all that, Uncharted I think is the more sinful movie. So that will be my choice as well. Before we get on to the other votes, Paul Blart to get here beat West Side Story 2021, big matchup, and Bridesmaids, took out Bridesmaids in the last round to get here. Uncharted took out the Bob's Burgers movie, Shang-Chi, and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was its last path.
I forgot the Bob's Burgers movie was like a thing.
Was indeed a thing. All right. Let's see. Daniel, how about you go next?
I'm going to vote for Uncharted. Only thing I would request is that in the edit, if we could get like a cut where Aaron says, Paul Blart, Mall Cop, you complete me. Because he was really just that one word off from saying that at the end.
What can I say?
I now wish I was editing.
All right, granted.
No.
You fucked yourself, Ian.
No, I played myself.
All right, let's see. Danae.
Oh, man. This one's weird for me because I remember the first time you guys started talking about Uncharted and your hatred for it. I was like, my God, this must be like a really horrible movie. And I went and I just like read reviews as you are learning that I've been doing during the series. And people love this movie. And so it's really interesting, like to read about these people like, oh, yeah, this is reminding me of the video game. And it's, and I had, having just watched, like, I just started watching The Last of Us. Is that right?
Yeah.
The Spore show. And there's such an interesting thing about how the director of this show, which we're not talking about, will shoot scenes that feel like you're in a video game. And it's such a weird, subtle, like, difference of how the scenes are transitioning stuff. I'm fascinated by it. I'm fucking loving the first two episodes. I haven't seen episode three. Calm down. With Uncharted, I'm thinking like, oh, maybe they made like a video game and they're doing this interesting thing and you guys just didn't click on the vibe because the reviews are fucking loving it. So I'm conflicted. But I have seen Paul Blart Mall Cop and I fucking hated it. So I'm going to go Paul Blart Mall Cop.
All right. And Jonathan.
Yeah, I think this one's closer than some of you are saying it is. Uncharted, I've never played the game. I'm not a gamer, so I don't know anything about the game. For me, Uncharted was just a super boring Indiana Jones clone that I just got absolutely nothing out of. Other than every time I see, like, the further I get away from Spider-Man Homecoming, I do not know how that fucking movie worked because there's so many aspects to that now. Like, Tom Holland is not a leading man. I don't even think he's a very good actor. He was a horrible choice for Uncharted. Sorry if you're listening, Tom. I wish you was the guy of the best. No, he's not horrible, but I don't find him very interesting in most movies I see him in. Let's just put it that way. I was thinking Paul Blart, but it doesn't matter now because Uncharted's won. So I think I don't know. Paul Blart's so bad.
It matters.
It has so many sins. It's funny. You're talking about that Die Hard thing, Aaron. And I was thinking about that Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode. That's the Die Hard episode. It's like does so much more with that in like 22 minutes. Paul Blart does in 90. It's crazy. I Paul Blart is my vote, but it's not by that much. I mean, I definitely think Uncharted's got a sin.
Oh, boy, do I want to go back and change my vote and tie this up. But I'm not going to, because I do think it's close. I really do think it's a lot closer than you and Jeremy.
No, Jeremy loves Paul Blart now, though, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's nice. It's true. All right, so Uncharted will move on to the next round. And
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Final matchup of the Sin 16 finds Click going up against Predator 2.
Adam Sandler. We did a lot of Adam Sandler last year.
Yeah, because he sucks.
Ian, tell us how you really feel.
Oh, boy.
About the Happy Madison universe.
He's the 90s
universe.
Tom Holland. No.
Happy Madison-iverse.
All right, so Jeremy and Ian writing on Click, Chris and Jonathan writing on Predator 2. Jeremy, I'm going to let you kick this one off. What are some of your thoughts and your vote?
Predator 2 is bad, but Click is bad and ripping off a bunch of movies and is shockingly male-gazy for a movie that was made like 15 years ago. Click. Fuck Click.
All right, Jeremy goes here, with hey, Click.
What is Click ripping off, though? I mean, I'm it's a legit question. I'm trying to think.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. I've seen like half of Click once, so I kind of forgot what even happened.
I mean, there are five to ten movies that have ripped off It's a Wonderful Life that do this. What your life would be like if you weren't a part of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is just jumping ahead in time. It's the same fucking movie, and it's Adam Sandler.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Cool.
Let's see, Jonathan, why don't you go next?
I'm sorry, it's Predator 2 is the one going up against Click.
Yes.
Predator 2 is, I mean, Predator's not good, not very good at all. I find Predator 2 very watchable, though, in some aspects. Like, it's easily my least favorite Predator movie that doesn't have Alien in the title. I've said that, I think, 40 times now. I'll quit saying that. I mean, I genuinely, I think, like every other Predator movie except for this one. God, man, I don't know. Click. I'm still going, I think I'm going Predator 2, though. I don't know.
All right.
Click is kind of like Uncharted for me. It's just like the way Jeremy's describing it, it sounds like it's just a really bland ripoff of a much better movie. Predator 2 took a really, really fun, cool premise and made a sequel out of it that doesn't, I mean, like, you could easily take the Predator out of this and it would just be, an 80s, 90s cop movie. So yeah,
a very boring 80s 90s cop movie, by the way. A very boring 80s 90s cop movie.
If you take out the Predator.
Ian, I think that means you're up next.
Man, this one's hard because they're both just inadequate, and as Click angers me and infuriates me for all of the Happy Madison ways that those movies anger and infuriate me. Predator is just bad, in my opinion, badly acted, bad CG, stupid, dumbass story. I can't believe I'm looking at Danny Glover. You know when you see a performance and it just makes you reassess everything you've ever seen them do? Because I'm just, how can he be this terrible and
super sweaty, Danny Glover too?
Everyone is so super sweaty,
just pouring sweat for 90 minutes.
So sweaty. And just this weird story about like corruption and drugs, and I'm just like, isn't this a Predator film? Why is it this epic about LA crime? And then, but Click. Oh,
it hurts, doesn't it?
This one really hurts. I wish I hadn't seen Predator, because I saw Predator 2 for the first time 2 weeks ago, and this would have been really easy.
Does it help you to know that I did some research on this one? And Jeremy is right. It's definitely a ripoff, but did you know that there's a Goosebumps episode called Click about a guy who gets a remote control and abuses its power? So it's even more of a ripoff.
And
than
that predates Click.
Sandler
Click
ripped off R.L. Stine.
How do you do that?
I grew up with those Goosebumps books. Say Cheese and Die? It's great. Click wins.
Read that one.
All right. Click is
the
vote,
right?
For Ian.
Takes a snapshot and it final destination. Yeah. It's Final Destination. Final Destination ripped off R.L. Stine as well.
Oh, no.
Poor R.L. Stine.
Before we
head
on to
the millions are making him cry less.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
Before we head on to the rest of the votes, I will say that these two took out some major competitors. Click got here by way of Pineapple Express, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and then in last round took out Morbius.
Yeah, it did.
That's how bad Click is. It took out Morbius last round.
Oh, shit.
Predator 2 beat Clueless, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and then took out Matrix Resurrections last round.
Sorry, Jeremy.
So that's how bad Predator 2 is. So yeah, last round they took out some front runners.
Yeah, they did.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and vote next and just say I think it's Predator 2. I think yes, Click is terrible. Yes, Click is bad. But I don't think it's I honestly don't think it's as close to as sinful as Predator 2 is. That movie is, in my opinion, just bad choice after bad choice.
I mean, if so we were in the sweatiest movie, it would win in a landslide.
For sure, for sure. But, so I'm going to tie it up 2-2 with my Predator 2 vote. Daniel, what do you got?
I'm going with Click.
Okay.
I feel confident on that one.
Danae, you can either tie it up or send Click on to the next round. What are you doing?
I'm such a chaos beast. This is too much power.
I want to change my vote.
You want to change your
what
vote?
Is it right now? 3-2?
I haven't locked it in, so it you can change your two. Vote. Yes. I'm just making rules up. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Do you want to change your vote, Ian?
Oh, it hurts. It really... it's like...
Every time I watch Predator 2, I think, this is a Danae movie. So.
just the stabbing and the, the hunting.
Like well, mainly, I know you like armpit sweat. I just know you're a fan
of
that.
I do. Yeah.
It's like,
how much sweat?
So much.
I might sway that. That might sway my vote.
Stay on the sweat.
Yeah. So I have seen Click and I haven't seen Predator. So I'm obviously going to be a little bit like swayed towards Click. But then I also want to vote to tie it up really badly because I want to know what happens. So I'm going to tie up the vote. I'm going to say Predator. We're going to tie it all up. Aaron, right. What happens on a tie?
On a tie, we go back to the writers to vote again. So Jeremy, Ian, and Jonathan will vote again.
Perfect.
Ian, you will get to weigh this all over again. So I will go to Jeremy and Jonathan first. Are either of you changing your vote?
Click.
And no, I'm still doing 50 first armpit sweats. So.
It's all right, Ian.
So Ian, you get to decide. This one is all on you. Whatever you pick will go on to the next round.
The pressure. This is what I wish the podcast had, like a little moment where everyone could like just look over at their phones and a little picture would pop up and you'd be able to see the terror.
The consternation.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like Ian had his hair all done, you know, and now it's just this frazzled mess. He's sweating.
I look like the guy that's like, aliens. I'm like, Predator 2.
Recap Ian's journey here. In the first go-around, Ian voted for Click. And then as Danae was talking, Ian says, oh, I want to change my vote. And now
I
Ian,
gave
you
him
have
that
the opportunity
to
change your vote.
And I also, can I point out that whatever you choose is going against Uncharted? So.
Oh, this doesn't matter at all. Fine. This doesn't matter. What do you guys want? This is beyond irrelevant.
Well, then vote.
Yeah, I don't have to. My brain is saying Predator 2, and I'm going to be logical and go with my brain. It is Predator 2. I just have a huge Happy Madison bias. But Click is still a piece of shit. It made it really far. It's worthy of beating Morbius.
Again, it took out Morbius.
Yeah,
so,
I'm happy with that. That's a moral victory.
I voted for Morbius. I know. How did that happen?
Because it's worse than it's more sinful than Morbius.
I agree. I think I also put Click through over
Morbius just has more Morbius. Memes.
I remember this conversation.
All right, so there you go. The final eight is set. Predator 2 will be the last into the eight. There is only one movie left in the final eight that is a top 10 seed. That is the 5 seed Grease is the only one to make it to the top eight. Mm. The 79 seed Don't Breathe 2 is still in it as well. So we'll kick it off. Bad Moms Christmas versus Moonfall.
This is going to go pretty fast.
Yes, we will go pretty fast.
My stomach hopes. So,
Jonathan.
Moonfall.
All right. Danae.
and Mom's Christmas.
All right.
You know it. You know that's not true. I can haven't see seen it on Moonfall. Your face.
I haven't seen
you
it.
You know.
You're lucky. You're a better person for not having seen Moonfall. So you vote your heart.
Ian.
It's Moonfall.
Ian votes Moonfall. I vote Bad Mom's Christmas.
You do not.
I do. I'm just trying to start something.
You're a liar.
At least Moonfall is the movie it intends to be.
You're an actual kind of like Moonfall, is what we're discovering.
Wow, you love terrible movies, Aaron.
It's fun. There are parts of Moonfall that are really fun.
I'm sending this entire recording to the Critics' Choice Association. You're going to get evicted.
I laughed so much during that movie.
You are going to get evicted.
I'm supposed to laugh.
I know, but I still had fun.
You will never be near another famous person at an award show.
If you laugh, you definitely won't. It was unintentional.
Moonfall.
And Daniel.
Moonfall.
All right, Moonfall will move
on to
the important
round.
People are correct.
All right, next up, Jeepers Creepers versus Grease. Since I wrote on both of these, I will vote first. This is a hard one. I'm gonna go with Grease. This is a more sinful movie here. That's gonna be my vote. Ian,
Jeepers Creepers.
And Danae.
This is really hard because I don't know how to gauge this.
Mm-hmm.
And having not seen Jeepers Creepers, I'm going to say the one that I've seen, Grease.
All right. And Jeremy?
Grease.
Robbed. Robbed.
Jonathan?
Wow. I'm actually going Jeepers Creepers here, and it's not going to win. I think Jeepers Creepers is definitely
could,
more sinful
it could.
Than
There's
Grease.
Still one more. It could tie up. You never
Daniel?
Know.
Jeepers Creepers is the word. It's the word. Sorry.
I'm going to go with Grease. I'm going with Grease.
All right. Daniel puts Grease through to the next round.
I mean, it's the top 10 representative, so good for it.
And let's see. Next up, Don't Breathe 2 versus Punisher Warzone. Daniel, vote first.
Yeah, Punisher Warzone for me.
Okay. Ian?
Don't Breathe 2.
And now Aaron feels it. Oh, no, Aaron.
It's really funny when they explode that parkour guy.
That is one of the best scenes in a bad movie I've ever seen.
It is.
Seen.
It's so funny.
It's
and
so
I'm,
awesome.
On that alone, I'm going to say Don't Breathe 2 is the more sinful movie. Danae?
Don't Breathe 2.
Jeremy?
Don't Breathe 2.
And Jonathan?
Speak. Don't Breathe 2.
All right. Don't Breathe 2. We'll move on to the final four. And finally, Uncharted versus Predator 2. Jonathan, kick us off.
I think I will go Uncharted here because I think both of them are pretty bland example of what they're trying to be. I think Uncharted's a little more sinful, though.
Jeremy?
Uncharted. I'm going to ride this horse to the ground.
Ian?
I mean, it is interesting that the sins for this are 134 to 133.
Mm-hmm.
It's Uncharted, though. Not even close.
I vote Predator 2. Daniel?
Uncharted.
All right. And Danae?
Predator 2.
All right.
Just because I feel bad for it. You know, I want to give one more vote.
That's right. That's right. You feel bad for it, so you're voting for it as the more sinful movie. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So Uncharted moving into the final four. Ladies and gentlemen, your final four are Moonfall, Grease, Don't Breathe 2, and Uncharted. I think we've done a great job. These are very, very sinful movies. Let's get
really
down.
Really thought Michigan State was going to make it this year, but they did not.
Nope. Didn't have a real chance. Moonfall versus Grease.
Can I offer a suggestion here?
Uh-huh.
Can we do a blind vote?
Ooh, a blind vote. How like, would we do
all,
that? Danae?
We would all need to like just, you know, like hold up a finger at the same time for like one or two or something.
You have a finger in mind?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just thinking because I think it'd be kind of interesting. Like, what if we are swaying each other's vote? And this is kind of like the blind protected. And we're in the final ones. This is
If we did a true blind vote, Don't Breathe 2 win. So
My vote is locked. So I'm happy to do the swaying.
Blind.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm ready. We'll do it the way we've been doing it the whole time. There's no reason to change it up in the last 12 seconds of the show.
Well, I don't know. We might make it a little more interesting. But
I'm ready. All right, I'm nervous.
Moonfall versus Grease. Danae, start us off.
What? No! shit. Fuck, shit. Fuck, Grease.
Don't be swayed.
All right, Grease, says Danae. Ian.
Moonfall. And Danae, I encourage you to change your vote.
Jonathan.
Oh my God, it's Moonfall.
I vote
Moonfall
Grease.
Moonfall is not fun. Do not listen to Aaron.
You do not vote Grease.
This is so fucked up.
Guys, I've already said Moonfall is not as sinful as you think it is.
Moonfall was in Aaron's top 10, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Uncharted is
Daniel
number
and
eight.
Jeremy, this is serious shit.
This is dumb.
Daniel.
I'm pretty sure it's Moonfall.
All right. And Jeremy.
Moonfall.
All right.
The integrity of
this game. I take a lot in that pause. All right. Oh, so Moonfall, wow. we'll move on.
I bet you know exactly what went through my mind in that pause.
It's possible.
I think I know, too. I'm going to text you it.
Don't Breathe 2 versus Uncharted for the other final spot. Ian, you wrote on both, so you vote first.
Uncharted.
Jeremy.
Uncharted.
All right.
Into the ground.
Bury it.
More sinful than Don't Breathe 2?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, I vote Don't Breathe 2.
I could continue to argue this. It is more sinful. It is.
It's more sinful to you guys.
It's more sinful.
That
period.
A movie didn't get video games right, then it made a rapist a hero.
That is how bad Uncharted is.
Yeah, listen.
The fact that I'm even considering it means that by default it wins.
All right, Jonathan, what about you?
I think with Don't Breathe 2, though, like I already said, I think if it's not a sequel and it's just a movie, it's like, you know, Blind Man Swimming Pool. I don't know what they call it. But if it was just another movie with an anti-hero, I think there's a decent movie there. The plot to get the organs insane, and they should probably change that. But I mean, I don't know.
But the key is done already.
I think I'm still going Don't Breathe.
Everything about this movie.
All right. Jonathan votes Don't Breathe 2. Danae.
God damn it. Don't Breathe 2.
All right. Comes down to you, Daniel. The world awaits.
As a thought experiment, if we were to switch out the protagonists, swap them.
Well, like have Tom Holland and Don't Breathe 2. Well, I want to see that movie now. Yeah.
But let's just switch out Uncharted for Back to the Future.
I want to see that and the Sammy Davis Jr. Beetlejuice.
As a thought experiment, if we can just have them swap main characters, how are we feeling,
then which
guys?
One's worse?
How are we feeling?
I'm going with Uncharted.
All right. Ties it up, which I think means it will be Uncharted because you and Jeremy are the only ones that wrote on either.
Yes.
So.
Yes! Get it. Fuck you guys.
I will.
Oh, my God.
I will say this. Audience, go vote at challenge.com. And if the audience says it's Don't Breathe 2, we're going to change it. We're going to go back in history and change it. All right. So Uncharted moves into the
what
final
you
battle.
We have two 2022 films.
I feel like it's just one of those things where, yes, Uncharted's bad, but, you know, it's like there's so many movies that we talk about that are bad. I just don't know what makes Uncharted so much more sinful.
We can watch the Sims video right now.
Potential for me.
That's Eternals, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying
they didn't have anywhere near the budget or star power of Don't Breathe 2 that they had with Uncharted. They had
weird though is if Uncharted had a scene with a semen turkey baster, it would have been better.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
It's very strange.
One grew line between the two.
All right, here we go. We are down for the final now. Moonfall versus Uncharted. Ian, you have written on both of them. You have vehemently argued for both of them to be here.
And now you're having to argue
with
yourself.
Now you have to pick between your babies.
Not even close. It's Moonfall.
All right.
I wish that was more dramatic, but it's not. It's Moonfall.
Jonathan.
When we started this, there was one movie that I thought should win it all, and that was 50 First Dates. But since that's not here, I'll go with my number two. And it was always Moonfall. Moonfall was my number one the whole way.
All right. Moonfall. And Jeremy.
Uncharted!
All right. To the ground!
To the ground!
I am not getting off this horse.
You can throw it off the back of a aircraft
carrier. You're on a
horse
currently. That's impressive.
I want a horse.
Yeah, I keep it really still.
Daniel.
I'm going with the... I have a thing for space movies and whatnot, and when you do one wrong, that is a big knife to my heart. So I'm going to Moonfall.
All right. Daniel goes with Moonfall. Danae.
Uncharted.
Uncharted from Danae.
I hate that Danae, Aaron is the deciding vote.
Look at what's happening here, Ian.
Well, let me just say why I did it. I didn't do it to put Dicer in like the final like important power position. Mm-hmm.
I wrote on Uncharted.
I don't know. Like now that I'm thinking about Moonfall versus Uncharted, it's like I guess Moonfall's not really an original idea necessarily, but I don't mind bad sci-fi movies. There's something kind of quirky about them.
Oh.
And then with Uncharted, it's like you have so much material to pull from. You fucked up with, you know, good material. So that's why I went Uncharted. I just wanted to kind of clarify my thoughts there.
She makes good points. Yeah, no, she makes really good points.
Moonfall ripped off wormhole aliens from Deep Space Nine, just FYI.
You should vote however you want because I wrote on both these movies.
It is true. You wrote on three out of the final four in both of the finals.
Poor you, Ian. Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I do want to point out, too, before you vote, I thought it was cool what Jonathan said, which was that both of these movies were actually 2022 movies as well.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting kind of thing that happened, that where like we've kind of put to test two modern films. We're not doing like Grease versus something. We're not having to really weigh movie making. Like this is modern movie making. So it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. We proved that older films are better. Facts.
Facts.
Yep.
CinemaSins facts, bitch. Ding.
If Don't Breathe 2 is here, Breathe 2. If Grease is here, clearly I vote Grease because I did in the last round. But Moonfall is more sinful than Uncharted. That will be my vote because the integrity of the contest is important. And I do think.
And Jeremy was threatening to veer us off course.
Just wormhole aliens for the win.
And that's not a huge surprise. Moonfall, very much considered one of the worst movies of the year. I think if you had polled people at the beginning who they thought would win, probably Moonfall or Morbius would have been their choices for who they thought would have been here at the end.
Oh, maybe Jurassic World Dominion, maybe. That's probably in
there. Yeah, that was a big early one.
That went up against Morbius.
Morbius. Okay. So Jurassic World Dominion went up against Morbius. Morbius won, and then Click took out Morbius.
Yeah, I voted Dominion.
Yeah. So there you go. Congratulations to Moonfall for winning.
The only thing that sucks is we have to say Moonfall won something. That's the only thing.
That's right. That's right. And that'll wrap it up for the Battle of the Sins 2022. Let me just say this. If you enjoyed this, if this is something you want us to do again, let us know. We'll probably refuse anyway.
That's right.
But if you want to fight for it, who knows? We do like doing stuff you guys love. So if you did enjoy it, please let us know, whether it be at Discord or through email or through whatever. We would appreciate knowing that. And we appreciate you playing along and participating. Lots of people voting at the website. That was a lot of fun to kind of see your picks as the progress happened. As far as season 5 of BTS, just stay tuned. We'll let you know once we have something in mind for what season 5 might be for Behind the Sins. We just appreciate you guys hanging out and leaving it in your podcast feed so that when new stuff pops in, you get a chance to listen to it. So thank you for doing that. That's going to do it for Behind the Sins this week. Don't forget to make sure you're subscribed. Go ahead and leave a comment or rating as well. You can hang out with us on Twitter. We're at CinemaSinsBTS. So for Jeremy Scott, Jonathan Watkins, Daniel Cardoso, Ian Whittington, Danae Hughes, a podcast that is exactly what it means to be, and myself, we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Send any feedback to bts@cinemasins.com and be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment. Find more ways to connect by visiting cinemasins.com/BTS.
But I always want to see that, like those silly social media things where like they jump out and scare somebody. I've yet to see someone just like punch someone in the face. Like the people are always scared, but like I'm sure that somebody has got to have like
slugged one of them. There are videos. Mm-hmm. There are videos.
There's one classic one of a kid hiding in a trash can in a high school hallway, and this lanky dude walks up, and kid pops up out of the trash can, and guy doesn't even waste a second, just pops him in the face. It's beautiful. I'm gonna find it and send it to you.
Oh my god.
The one I'm thinking of is a guy in a clown mask who jumps out. Might be the same one. He jumps out of a trash can behind someone. They're like doing this interview thing, and the guy just spins around, jaws him, and the guy just crumples back into the trash can, and the lid just falls down. The man's just broken.
Yeah, I believe we are talking about the same guy.
Are you going trick or treating?
Yeah, this is the one.
Nah, probably.
He's out. That person died.
Oh my god.
Oh man, that was a full punch. That was a full punch.
Damn.
That was instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a whack.
That kid is out.
Some people you just don't mess with.
No.
Usually you have to learn that the hard world. Way. That is a lesson. Oh no, I know what the tiebreak is. I know what the tiebreak is.
But you're not gonna tell us?
No. I am gonna tell you. Tiebreak is writer's vote.
But there's two writers.
There could be a secondary tiebreak. You're not wrong.
there's always a combined.
He's like, I already thought of this possibility today.
Here's something else you might want to know about Danae for when you're in the same physical space.
Oh. Not like about Danae.
You don't have to scare her for her to throw things at you. That is that is always a possibility when she's in the room. Just be aware.
And the way Danae throws things, I found, is like this.
It's so instinctual. We'd just be doing a radio show, and all of a sudden, she just grabs something and throw it out, like out of nowhere. And I just like have to be on defense at all times.
But on the other side of that, like to balance that out. Sometimes you'll throw things at me and I will just reach out and snag it out of the air. And then just like, and I look at my hand because I can't believe I just actually did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some Jason Bourne stuff going on inside Danae, we think. She was something.
There's a sequence of words something out there that is going to activate her
at some point. Yeah, she's had some stuff erased.
Yeah. Oh, this is so exciting and murderous.